Good morning. I'd be glad to hear my presentation is very short today on the retirement plan after our last two. In July, we discussed coming back and after we researched some more options on simplifying our retirement plan. So we did that. We tossed around a couple different things that we could do to consolidate some of our plan, pieces of our plan. And what we decided was at this time, staff would like to propose that we terminate part of the plan. In doing so, we have to go through it several steps in order to break it apart, put it in a couple different pieces, and then press forward at that time and split the plan in two. As you can see, there are two pieces, two sides to our frozen retirement plan. We have a defined benefit and we have the defined contribution at Wells Fargo. The defined benefit is the piece we discussed before that would be very difficult to terminate at this time with interest rates so low. However, the defined contribution portion of the plan, it is what it is. And if these two pieces were not under one plan, we could simply terminate the defined contribution plan today and distribute those funds to the employees to roll into another plan, perhaps our 457 or an IRA. However, because they're under one plan, we're not allowed to terminate part of a plan. So at this time, we would like to go forward and amend the plan, which currently is frozen, but amend it, split it into two pieces. And at that time, we can come back to the board if it seems like the smart thing to do and request that we terminate the defined contribution portion of the plan and distribute that to employees. We would still have the defined benefit portion, but the defined contribution would be split off and employees could consolidate their retirement savings. There are three steps in order to do this. Really, it's a lengthy process. The first step would be to amend the frozen retirement plan for the purpose of separating it into two pieces. We would then submit that to the IRS for approval of the two now separate plans. So first they would have to approve that now we have two separate plans. Once they approve that, we will come back to the board and request that we terminate the defined contribution plan. Whereas that time we would take that defined contribution plan, send it back to the IRS and say we would like to terminate it at this time. And at that point, if that's what we choose to do, then we will make sure we have a retirement fair where we bring plenty of vendors in. We do educational meetings for employees so they understand the importance of taking those funds and rolling them into another retirement. The direction we're headed with this? No? Okay, if there are no questions, I'll read the resolution. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Retirement Committee of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 29, 2007 meeting. Whereas on July 16, 2007, the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority approved amending the retirement plan of employees of Brazos River Authority, the plan, to close the plan to new entrants, to provide for the freeze of a benefit accrual service, and to limit compensation and cease contributions to the defined contribution component of the plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the General Manager, CEO, is authorized to coordinate with Brian Pendleton, Swatz & McAllister, LLC, Authority's Actuary, to prepare an amendment to the plan for the purpose of separating the defined contribution component from the defined benefit component. This amendment will result in the creation of a separate defined contribution plan that can subsequently be terminated and the vested account balances be distributed to participants.
Have any more questions for entertain a motion to adopt?
Move to adopt.
Have a second. Motion to adopt. Second. This is Would you call the roll, please?
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Vallon?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our business for this committee. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Bob, Wade, second. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Rudy. Let's take a real quick 5-minute lead into the general here meeting and get our coffee and whatever.